I didn't get out of the military. I have been in the Army for 12 years, will be 13 in October, involuntary separation. I'm getting kicked out of the Army because I reported that a fellow officer was beating my ass. He was beating my ass. There's two incidences in which he literally was beating on me. And I came forward because that's what we tell soldiers to do, to come forward. Right? There's programs, there's processes, those are things that are in place, leadership, involvement. We tell soldiers to come forward, and I did that. I did that, and now I'm being punished for coming forward as the victim. So much easier for me as a Black woman to be seen as an abuser than a victim. Immediately after I reported, he blackmailed me. He retaliatorily reported me for assault, which I was prepared for, you know, but I never thought that it would get to this point. Never thought. Literally zero evidence. He has no evidence against me. I presented my case with 22 pieces of evidence, receipts, actual receipts, including messages where he apologizes for beating me. Messages from his parents thanking me for not reporting their son the first time. Audio recording of him hitting me. And that wasn't enough. That has not been enough. You know, be strong. I'm a leader. I'm a leader in the Army. Be strong. I shouldn't have to be this damn strong. I shouldn't have to. I shouldn't have to be this strong at all. What I'm blessed to be able to do and to be able to say is to be able to tell my story. Because the unfortunate truth about domestic violence is that not everyone is able to tell their story. But I'd be damned if I don't tell mine.